on Daf Tzadik Daled Amid Aleph, in the middle of a Tosfos. Tosfos explained that according to the Rach Pshatna Gemara, a Gemara speaking about Machlokes Ben Anas and the Chama speaking about in such a case that the three Noshim who were Goyved Ksube, the vial, nothing happened. And the fourth Isha wants to be Goyva Haksube from the Karka. The last Karka that is left over by the Yerushim, by the Yisayimim. And the Shaila is, if the three Noshim could be Mechayev HaShvua. So even though why should the fourth Isha have to swear to them? They already have been gave the karka for their ksube. So she's not taking anything away from them. So the Gemara said in the second Lashon, and that really she's taking, not taking, because a few little later, they might take away from one of the Noshim, and she'll be left without a ksuba, so everyone holds Al-Khayv Ma'ucha Shagova Ma'ashagova Le'gola. So, in reality, there should be no reason why the Rabbi should have to swear. Maman of Shech. Kozma, nothing happens. So, I'm not taking away. All of you are secure with your sodis, that you are gaiva for your ksuba. If eventually we'll find out that one of your sodas are gzulay, so I'm also not taking anything away from you because you'll be able to take it away from me. Mar says, cheshin en shematachsev. But in the meantime, she's aware of this possibility that the karka she has might be taken away from her to be given to a baal chayv mukdim. So therefore she'll be machsif de kalke. So they said she should swear. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, so what are we accomplishing by her swearing that she wasn't goyved the ksube? So we're accomplishing that maybe if she was goyved the ksube, she'll be afraid to swear. And so come out, she won't get the kalke. So through that, by being matal ashvu on her, we are holding her back from being goyve the karke. So if the karke, the sodis of one of the three noshim will be taken away from them, they'll be able to acquire the fourth karke, and it wasn't nichsaf, it wasn't nifchas, mishav yusay. So let us start the third line from when the lines start getting partially wide. Mimtaima umayoyel mashi yifresh. So Tosfos asks, so what will we accomplish if the revius will be perish from swearing and she won't be goyve the karke? Abagama yisaimim sheyipel hasode biyodom yachsifu machmas yirezu. Shemo timotzi achas mem soda sheini shaloi. Just like we say that the revius is chayish, maybe this soda will not remain by her, and therefore she's not mashbiach the soda, not the rabbi, she's mafchis the shavius of the soda. So the yisayimim have the same line of thought. They also won't be mashbiach the soda, being afraid that it might be taken away from them and given to one of the three Noshim. So what did we accomplish? That means it's whoever will have the Soda, Benkach or Benkach, will be Machsef the Soda. Vayim Rebbe, the lo yachsifu bishvil kach, shechavive beinayim. The Yisoymem, this is Nachlas Aviyem, don't have to be afraid that there'll be machsef the sodom. Because the sodom mitzadatzmam has a chshivis by them. Oidaim a rebbe. Heim lo yachsifuo. They will not be machsef the sodom. Why not? Im oiso sodom yashbichu. Because if there'll be mashbiach the sode, ye revach shelahem, so they'll be able to keep the profit. She choylin lesal koi bezuzi. Because there'll be mashbiach the sode. Now, will come out after 5 years, we'll find out that one of the noshim that was goive a sode for her ksube, it's a stolen sode. So they'll come, so she'll come to them, so they'll be Mesalika Bezuzi. Now let's skip over till Avol. Here it's a Grais. Avol Achoine Tachsif. But the Achoine, the Revius, will be Machsif the Sode. The Hoyel Amashe Govso Le Govso Eino Yechoyle Le Salka Bezuzi. The ain lo basoda ela kenochi ba'alma. That's the gilsa of the Shita Mekabetzes. Now let us try to elaborate a little and shat in Toisvis Teretz. Toisvis is saying as follows, that the Yisaimim will be mashbiach the sode. They're not afraid that one of the noshim will be goyve from the sode. If they were mashbiach the sode and they're interested in keeping the sode, they'll be mesalek habezuz. Mashein came. The revius, if she'll be goyve the sode, she can't be mesalek bezuzi. So therefore, so she knows that this sode that she is in now is, could be, won't have arichas shamim v'shanim by her because they'll be taken away. Now the shaila is, why can't she be mesalek bezuzi? Why is she different than the yoshim? Now let us elaborate on the shaila. The shaila is amirdike shaila. We've explained what is the sfora of a bal choiv ucha shagove ma shagove legove. So we've explained that be'emeson, when the bal choiv ucha is goive, it belongs to the bal choiv ucha. But the bal choiv ucha was goive a karka that's meshubet to a bal choiv mugdim. So just by a lekeach, just like a lekeach that was goive, that, just like a lekeach that purchased a sode that's meshubid, he can take away from the lekeach, so he can take away from the bal choy mulchareichim. That's how we understood. So memela, so now we have to understand, if a yoyrish can be mesalik bezuzi, a yoyrish can say, that is meshubid, so I'll be mesalik you bezuzi, and I'll keep the karke. So lechere, a yerish, and a lekeach, and a balchay meucha are all one set. So why was the Tosfos say that by a balchay meucha she can't be mesalek bezuzi? Yen has to take the card. So Rabbi Chonon, because of this kasha, is meichiach. I'm going to take a chiddush that a bal choyv, not the way we learned till now, that a bal choyv meucher shegovo, the gviya is chal. No, the gviya is chal. No, we could take it away from her. No, the gviya is bachlal, not chal. That's what Rabbi Chonon is mechadish. So Memel of the Gvi is not Chal, so why is another parasha, which we won't go into now, But so that's why she came in Misalik Bezuzi. It never became your karke via Balchay Mulcha. But that's a Mirdike Chiddush. The Ayelas Hashacha wants to say Pshat in Tosfos as follows. Wants to say a different Pshat. That there's a difference between a Yerish, Lekuches, and a Balchay Mu'uche Legabi Lesalke Bezuzi. A Yerish Yarshin de Karke. You have a shibud to take away the karka from me. Now, the karka be'emeson is not, the karka in emeson belongs to the yoyrish, or the karka be'emeson belongs to the lekeach. Now, I have a shibud, you owe me money, so I could be goyve from the karka. That's an orif to the choyv that is owed to me. But my whole schus is because they owe me money. So my mele owe you money, owe me misalik bezuzi. So all you need is money. Your whole schus is because you owe money. So we'll pay you money. By Abalchoy Me'uchel, when Abalchoy Me'uchel was goyve the karke, what right did she have to get the karke? Only because of money. That means she doesn't have any schus in the etzem karke. She only has a tviya of money. That's all what she has. Now, else this tviya of money, so the Baal Choyv Mugdam also has a tviya of money. So the Baal Choyv Mu'uche cannot say, listen, I'll give you money and I'll keep the karke. Even though the kark is meshubet to the Baal Chayv Mugdim. Why do you have a greater schus in the kark than me? Bishleim ha-yoyrish and ha-loikeach could be they have a schus. The kark is theirs. So you want to be goyve the kark because of the money that is being owed to you. So vakert, I'll give you money. But a Baal Chayv Mu'uche does not have a greater schus in the karka than the Baal Chayv Mugdim. And the Baal Chayv Mugdim wants to take it away, can take away the karka. That's what he says, Pshat. Vim Taima. So Taisus asks as follows. L'rabono Nami. Now Taisus asks Akashi that Rashi asked by the Mishneh. According to the Rabbono, now we said a whole cheshbon why Rab Nosson holds that Achoin has to swear. Yechayish, Shema, Timotze, Karka, Sheine, Shaloi. But the Rabbono, Namite Achoin, Namitzriche, Shvur, Kedin, Kol, Aboli, Pora, Menichse, Yisayme. Upeire, Shakuntere, Stab, Yisayme, Gdoi, Lamayri, Udaloi, Kabaye, Kishishe. So Rashi had learned that the Rabbono never had a problem that the Revi'i should have to swear to the Yisayimim because of Abolifra Menichsi Yisayimim, because the Rabbono hold that the holding Shvu is only Abolipo Menichsi Yisayimim Ktanim, not like Abaye Kishish. That was Rashi's teretz. The Rebbe Meforish, Afilu La Abaye Kishish. Rebbe said another teretz, that the reason the Revi'is does not have to swear for the Yisayimim, even though we hold you always have to swear even for Yisayimim G'daylim, Kigoin She'potro Min HaShvu'e. It's speaking about that he parted her from the Shvu'e. Now, I'd just like to elaborate 2 minutes on what Taisus answers. So Taisus is making an akimte. Shepotcha min ha-shvue, the rehites loshen of Taisus would seem to be saying, Shepotcha min ha-shvue, who patted her from the shvue? L'chay her husband. That's a tight shepot. If it's talking about the yisayimim, it should say shepotcha min ha-shvue. They parted her from the Shvu'ah. So, L'cheira Shepotcha min ha-Shvu'ah, and that's a Rabbi Kevei Gelerm Pshat, that her husband said that he parted her. he patted her that when you'll be goyve the ksuba, you won't have to swear. And we had a whole sugi before that he can patter her from the shvuah. But there's a shrekliche problem. We had before that there's a machloikis in this. If the tool of the av can patter the yisayimim, we heard that Abishol ben Miriam said that theoretically the halacha should be that if he said Abishol ben Eime Miriam, that if he said that she should be potter from a shvue ben hu u ben yoshev ein mashbi yinay, so that's what I would say. If he patled, the Yoshim shouldn't be mashbi, avol ma'ese shromel chachomim avol iporim and ichse yisoyimim leifra elo b'shvua. But the chachomim said that he can't patle the shvua to yisoyimim. So the chachomim stepped in and said, even though you said she doesn't have to swear for the Yoshim, for the yisoyimim, but we said avol iporim and ichse yisoyim leifra elo b'shvua. You can't be mafkir the shvuas a yisoyimim. So now, if that's, and we paskin like this, we say, Hilchus Kabishol ben Mirvis, yet a gemor da pezayna medalov. So now, so what's Pshat and Taisvis? What is Pshat and Taisvis? So the Kevega wants to say, Shapotra min Ashvua, very interesting. It's speaking about, he parted her right before he died. And you won't have to swear for the Yisayimim. So Rabbi Kevager says, when he says you don't have to swear from the Yisayimim, that means you can take from the Yisayimim without a Shvuah, Sa'eva Hidos Baldin Mitzidoi, that she never got paid up to Ksuba. Because if he's saying, right, if he patted her from a Shvuah 10 years before, so he's patting her from a Shvuah. So fine. So Abishol ben Ime Miriam said he could pat her, but it could be later the Maisi paid her up, it was Matvis Chori, and he patted her, he can't pat her from a Shvuah. We have something but to think about. Maybe she got paid up. So Memele, we put our foot down, and the Chochamim said, you have to be Mavardis for the Yisayimim that you didn't get paid up. That is if he patted her 10 years before he died. But if he patted her on his deathbed, so he's saying in other words, when you'll be goyve the ksuba, you won't have to swear from the yisayimim. So he's saying in other words, I never paid you the ksuba. He's talking about the goyve the ksuba from the yisayimim. So she's potter from a shvu al seidos baldin, that she never got paid up. So then if it was seidos baldin, she never got paid up. Even though he didn't say it behedya, but let's read between the lines. So a mele, then, she doesn't have to swear for the Yisayimim. Vim Taima. So Taisus asks as follows. Leman de Leslei de Abaye Keshisha. Now, Abaye Keshisha had said that Rabo Lipora Minichse Yisayimim Leifra LeBeshvua is speaking about Tzai Yisayimim Gdoilim and Tzai Yisayimim Ktanim. Now, the one who is choylik on Abaye Keshisha. So what does he hold? He said that the Rabbonon hold not like Abaye Keshisha. So he holds, Abo Lifra Minichsi Yisayimim means Davke by Yisayimim Ktanim. And she never swear by Yisayimim Gdoil. So Faktoisviz, Heichi Meforish, we learned that Nifras Minichse Yisayimim LeSifra Ela B'Shvua. That's one Mishnah, that you have to swear. Behodes now we also learned in Amon, it's a Gemara Gittin, a Mishnah Gittin, in Amon, Nifras Minichse Yisayimim Ela B'Shvua. So how did he learn Pshat? The B'Yisayimim G'doylem Eina Tzricha Shvua. Yisayimim G'doylem, they don't need a shvua, right? Again, so again, we're talking about Yisayimim Gdoilim. Will be Yisayimim Ktanim Nami Leka Lukmi. They niskokim l'nichsi Yisayimim Ktanim al-Kei Ribbis Echel Esber. So Manda Yomar, an Elchin that says that we never goive from Yisaymen Ktanim, Elim came ribis hecheles fem, which means, in other words, that means that the father borrowed money from a goy, and it was alvo beribis. So even though we wanted to shelter and protect the Yisaymen Ktanim don't know what the father did. So this person is being goive from them. Who knows he has a receipt? They don't know anything. They say mimtanim. So Chazal said that ein niskokim lenichse yisaim. You can't take away nichse yisaim. Elim kein ribis eichelas b'hem. Elim kein ribis eichelas b'hem. So Tosfos asks, according to the man the Omar that says, that by, if you, bo lifra minichse yisaimim, you only swear by yisaimim ktanim. By yisaimim gdoilim, you don't swear. So we have here two mishnayos which speak about a ksubet. Ein amon nifras minichse yisaimim ela b'shvur. And our mishnah before, an nifras minichse yisaimim lesifra ela b'shvur. So here it says that you have to swear when you goive from nichse yisaimim. The yisaimim gdoilim, ain't it tzrich shvur? Or be yisaimim ktanim, nami lekalukmi, dein niskokim on nichse yisaimim ktanim. El mekeribis echelsbein, we learned in Elchim that you cannot be goive bechlal from nichse yisaimim ktanim, because we're afraid that the yisaimim ktanim are unaware b'chlal what the father had done. Maybe the father paid up the chayv already. So we put the kalk of the yisaimim ktanim on freeze till they'll become gdolim. You can't be goive. Elim ken ribis echelas b'em, unless the malv is a goy who was malv b'ribis. So if you'll put the kalk on freeze, by the time you'll be goive, the whole kalk will be taken away. So it's not kedai to take this precaution and lose the whole kalk. But al koponim, only on keribis echelos, and that's the only time you're goive from yisaimim ktanim. So we have here a mishnah that says, aksube, you're being goive from yisaimim with a shvue. It's not speaking about yisaimim gdoilim. And he can't be speaking by Yisaimim Ktanim. So what shan the Mishnah? Amore de Kekash. Vayim a Rebbe, the Svir lay commando me be'elchem perg shema Yisaimim, that he holds, like the man di yom en elchem, af leksube mishum mezayni. That there's another case that you could be goive from Yisaimim Ktanim, ksube. Why is ksube? Mishum mezayni. Because by ksube, kozman, she's not gave her ksube, they have to give her mezaynis. So memele, if you're gonna wait 12 years till they grow up, so memele, so all what the father had will be used to give her mezaynis each day. So memele, they're also losing everything. So ksube, mishum mezayni, is equivalent to Iribis Echelas Ben. That means it's Kedai not to be cautious and to pay up right now the Ksubis. They won't have this Tog Teglach Eitzah of Mezayin. The Kosher. So a beautiful Teretz. But it's not so Poshe. Mikomok in Tikshe, Mehida nifras minichse yisoimim loisifra ela b'shvur. We had, Tosfos brought two mishnayos that say when you goive from yisoimim, aksube, you have to swear. There's a mishnah in Gittin that says, ein amon nifras minichse yisoimim ela b'shvur. And we have a Mishnah that's in Gittin, we have a Mishnah in Ksubis, and the Fras Mnichs Yisoyim Leisifcha Ela B'Shvua. So let us just refresh our memories. The Ri and Daf Pezayin Estakasha. Why do you need two Mishnayas to say the same thing? You have a Mishnah in Gittin, Almona Nifras Mnichs Yisoyim Leisifcha Ela B'Shvua. And here it says, Anifscha, Manichse Yesaim, Uloi Sifra, Elo Bishvu. Why do you need both Mishnayos? So the reset such a teretz. I would think that the our Mishnah, Hanifras, Manichse Yesaim, Uloi Sifra, Elo Bishvu, is speaking about a grusha. That means her husband gave her a get, and then he died. And she's been goyve minichse yesaimen. A grusha, they said you have to swear. But an almone, that there's a svara of chine by an almone, and there's more chine by almone than by grusha, Taisa says, I would think an almone, if she's goyve minichse yesaimen, I would think she doesn't have to swear. So the Mishnah in Gittin specifies ein almone nifras minichse yesaimen ela bishvur. And our Mishnah in Ksubis that says Hanifras Minich Yisayim LeSivra LeBishvu is speaking about a grusha. That's what the Ri said. Now Tosfos and Daf Tzadik Daled was holding Cheshbon. So now let's go back to my new kasha. I asked the kasha. According to the Man D'Yomar that holds you only swear by Yisayimim Ktanim. So I asked the kasha. How could you be goyve from Yisayimim Ktanim? B'chol not goyve from Yisayimim Ktanim. Unkein ribis echelos bem. So that was my kash. So he said, Eteretz, no, he holds like the man, the Yomar, Ksubis Isha, you also goyve Mishum Mizoini. Because it's kedai to permit to be goyve the Ksubis in order you shouldn't have to pay Mizoinis. Now when do you pay Mizoinis? By Nalmoni you pay Mizoinis. By Grush you don't pay Mizoinis. And our Mishnah in that Bezayin is speaking about a grusha that he said. And it says you have to swear with a shvuah. So we're back to the kasha. Amayra dike kasha, Taisus was holding cheshbon all along. V'kosha mikom bokim tikshemi din nefras, m'nichsi yisem l'sifra l'bishvuahim. The lel ba koisev peirish ri deri yetzed de mayri begrusha that that Mishnah is speaking about a grusha. And that's why you need two Mishnayis. So the Mishnah is telling us a grusha is goyve from Yisayimim with a shvuah and has to be Yisayimim tanim. The last law mizayni, a grusha doesn't have mizaynis. Now why did the Ri say that Mishnah is speaking about a grusha? Why did he have to make problems? Ki eiche de loy tikshi, because the Ri had a kasha, ma yitzich le Mishnah begitten, ein amon on ifras menichse yisoyim im elo bishvur. It says already this Mishnah. So that's why the Ri answered. So this Mishnah, I would say, speaking about a grusha, that there's no chine. But by Amon, this chin, I would think she doesn't have to swear. So that's in the Mishnah of Amon. Of Al Kaponim, the Ri, because of this Kasha said, that our Mishnah is speaking about a grusha, and the Mishnah of Amon, is talking about Amon. Of Al Kaponim, we're stuck now. Va'om Ali Rebbe. So Rebbe answered as follows. It's also not too gefällig. The Mikol Mokim Itztrech Almone Begitten. So Rebbe said as follows. You need Almone Begitten. If it would only... So now let us have one thing straight. This the Svara Chitzayne is that we should be makel by Almone. She shouldn't have to swear. Mishum Chine. So we need Almone Begitten. Now, if I wouldn't say this Mishnah by Almone, and I only have a Mishnah in Ksubis that says, Hanifras minichse yisoyim lesifra elo bishvur. So what would I say? So I have a problem. I have one problem I have. It can't be speaking about an Almone because chine. So what would I say without that Mishnah? I would say it's speaking about a grusha. That's what I would say. I wouldn't have a right to say speaking about an Almone. So I'd say it's speaking about a grusha. Now, if it's speaking about a grusha, so I have another problem. So how could you be goyve from Nichse Yisayimim? How could you be goyve from Nichse Yisayimim Ktanim? So I would say, no, is Eish Gespat from the Mishnah, you are goyve from Nichse Yisayimim Ktanim. Not like that man, the Yoma, that says you're not goyve from Nichse Yisayimim Ktanim Elam Kele B'Sechelis Ben. This is an Amoyre. I would say from this, Mishnah is Oiskishma. I have no right to say it's speaking about an Amone, so I would say it's speaking about a Grusha, and then it's Oiskishma, that Niskokim. Romali Rebbe, the Mikom Eitzach Amone Begitten, Shleinit Eloime Begrusha. That's Pshatan Dari. That means if it would only say our Mishnah, I would say it's speaking about a Grusha. The name, and I would say, Tak is oiskishpat from der Mishnah, did niskokim becholin yin, and yiniskak to nifse yisem and panim. Not like the man the yom and elchim that says, ain niskokim keribis achelis ben. The ilu ba'amon avamina deleka lukmi, da kila ba'rabonim ishimchin, ekin mefolish be'elchim. So that would be without the Mishnah in Gittin. Without the Mishnah in Gittin, I would say it's speaking about an amon. Now we have the Mishnah in Gittin. Without the Mishnah, I said it's speaking about a grusha. Now we have the Mishnah in Gittin. So I see that Amona also is to swear. So now I say this Mishnah is also speaking about an Amona. Now that means if I have a right to say an Amona is to swear, so in order to avoid problems, say this Mishnah is also speaking about an Amona. And by an Amona, you could be niskat because Ksub is Bishamizaini. So that's Pshat and the Ri. Not the Ri said the Mishnah has to be speaking about Grusha. The Mishnah could be speaking about Grusha. That's Kozman, I don't have the Mishnah in Gittin, but not even the Mishnah in Gittin, not the Mishnah could be speaking about Amon. Vim Taima, Fraktoisves, another Kasha. We had here a member of Abaye Kishisha. Abaye Kishisha said, Yisoimim Sha'omru, that what it says, you have to swear, when you go over Menirsi Yisoimim, G'doylim Ve'ein Tzorech Loim Ektanim. So Abaye Kishisha said, that when you go over from Yisoimim, you have to swear, no difference, Yisoimim G'doylim, Yisoimim Ektanim. So now we have a problem. So Abaye Kishisha says, Yegoive from Yisoimim Ktanim. Ooh, that's, you have to swear. But he says, Yegoive from Yisoimim Ktanim with a Shvua. So now a Shver de Gemor and Elchim. This is a member, it seems Abaye Kishisha was a Tane. So, and it says, Yegoive from Yisoimim Ktanim with a Shvua. So, how can you be goyve? Vim toima mailoi akshi mi breise da baik shisha. Why in Elchin? When the Gemara was asking a whole bunch of kashas, and the mandiyomrim that say that the mandiyomrim that says, ain goyve minachosim yusayim in time ke ribis achelis bem, what do you do with this mish, what do you do with this breise? Why didn't the Gemara over there ask from our breise? So who's the Baal Choyv? A Goy only learns with, he doesn't learn with Ribbis. So Memele, Sal Sei Heistis, that, it's very interesting. Why shouldn't we say maybe it's speaking about Ribbis Achelos Ben with a Heteriske? Al-Kaponim, Ribbis Achelos Ben, it seems, means, I don't know. Al-Kaponim, So Rabbi Netam says, that pshat na baye kishisha. We will not let a goy be goy from Yisrael Ktanim unless he swears. But a goy can swear. As is it to Rabbi Netam. Vafilu Rabbeinu Shmuel sha'osa lekabo mimenu shvua. There's a machlekes that seems the Rajbam and the Rabbi Netam if we'll let a goy swear. Iki luk mi beger toishov. So be speaking about a ger toishiv that can take ribish, kibbol olam, shleilavid, avidus kechovim. Shenishba b'shem. He can't swear. So it's nishba b'shem, it's b'shem, and it's a shvua. ומי הוא קושלי? מדקומר אביי כשישה. So what did Taisva say? Taisva had a problem. Why didn't the Gemara in Erchin ask from Abaye Keshisha that says you gave her from Yisraimim Ptanim with Hashvua? Why didn't the Gemara ask on the Man Yoma that says Ein Niskokim Lenichse Yisraimim Ptanim? Alun Ke Rebbe Sechels Ben? So Taisva's answer is, it's no problem. It's speaking also Rebbe Sechels, a goy to a... a goy, a gertoyshev, a miyu koshali. Bidekom rabbi kishis yisaimim sha'omru. But let's be elach. He's not speaking about a goy. Yisaimim sha'omru. That means that what they said, that abo lifra minichse yisaimim, lo yifra elo bishvue, is yisaimim sha'omru. Is bein yisayim k'dolim bein yisayim k'tani. The omru, the mishnah that speaks about you have to swear, is the mishnah by k'sube. The omru is by k'sube. You have a mishnah in gittin, you have a mishnah in k'sube. But speaking about that, which is about livcha minich si yisayim livcha lebishvua, that mishnah is only speaking about k'sube. So why didn't the Gemara ask? So my mailer said, you can't say speaking about Ribbe Sechel's Ben. But the Gemara should have asked the Kasha. Miyukoshlim, the Koma Rabbi Kashishi Yisaimim Sha'omru, Mashmed Amasnisen, the Gitten Oida Koisev Koi. The Omru is God, that's the only two places where we mention that you gave a Ksube. When you gave it from Yisaimim, you have to swear. The Mayri Biksubesisha. So now we're back where we started from. So why didn't the Gemara and Erchin ask from Abaye Keshisha? Akoch Tzoch Loi Mevadai. Avimukte Plukte De Benanis Verabonon. Kebaye Keshisha. So, L'chayre, Taisvus is answering as follows. That this man, the Yomar, that holds Enis Kokim L'nichse Yisoymim, Elmiken Ribbis Hecheles Behem, he will learn the Machloikis. We had three akimtes in the Gemara, what the machlokes the Tanakama Benanis is. So he'll learn like Abaye's akimte, that the machlokes the Tanakama and Benanis is, the hold like Abaye Keshisha. Benanis holds like Abaye Keshisha, and Rabbonon don't hold like Abaye Keshisha. So Mamele, and he holds like the Rabbona. So maybe the whole problem was Abaye Keshisha says you can be goyva from Yisaimim Ketanim. He holds like the Rabbona. Now, L'davoini, I don't begin to understand what Taisvis is saying. The Machloikis, that what Agam Moshe says, there's a Machloikis Benanis in the Tanakhama is, do you swear by Yisaimim Gdolim? That was the last akimta of the Gemara. The Rabbonon hold you don't swear by Yisaimim Gdolim. So that's where the Revius doesn't have to swear because you don't swear for Yisaimim Gdolim. And then Benanis holds like, Abaye Keshisha, you do swear for Yisaimim Gdolim. That's the whole machlokes the Rabbonon. Taisvis found Abaye Keshisha says Yisaimim Sha'omru Gdolim Meitzach Loim Ektanim. You swear by Ktanim. Everyone knows you swear by Ktanim. There's no machloikis if you swear by Ktanim. And if you swear by Ktanim, that means you gave it from Ktanim. There's no machloikis in this. And that was Taisvus Kasha. How can you be gave it from Ktanim Aksuba? Why did the Gemara ask this Kasha? So how do the Rabbon, where is the machloikis the Rabbonon and Benanis by Yisaimim Ktanim? The machloikis the Rabbon and Benanis is by Yisaimim Ktanim. Is there chiyuv shvua by yisaimim them? That's the whole machlokes. Taisvis found that Rabbi Kishisha says that there's a din gviya by yisaimim ktanim by yiksube. That's a problem on the mandiyom menachem. There's no machlokes in this. So the davoin you don't begin to understand taisvis teretz. It is a mashal on this last teretz, but the davoin you didn't understand what he said either. Okay. Let us go further. A new sugya. Omar Rav Huna, Hani trei achi, utrei shutvi de islohu dine bahadichat. There were two brothers or two shutvim. They have a din teira with a third person. Va'ozel chad minayu bahade lidine. So one of them went to, there was a din teira, so one of the shutfim went to have this din teira with this chad. And what happened? He lost the din teira. So now the shaila is, he lost the din teira, so the other shutfim wants to say, listen, I wasn't there by the din teira, he lost the din teira, so his chaylik, he lost. The din teira was on a dover shel shutvis. So he'll say, he lost, but I'm not obligated by that din teira. I wasn't there. Is leimotzi idach lemeimalei at lav bal dvorim didiat? He can't say that you're not my bal dover. So my mail, and I never tied it in this din teira. You tied it, that's for your chaylik in the shivutis. Elish lichusi of it. No, if one shutif goes, the shutif is representing the whole shutvis, and lemaise, so whatever was decided affects you also. Let us see Rashi the vial. Trei achi, trei shutvi, oi trei shutvi. Vosel chad minayu bahadei ledine. Bedvar ha-shutvis, v'yotza ha-shutav chayev. Loimotzi shutav chaveire lemeime lebaldin, ant la baldvom didia. Bedin ze shnis chayev chaveire. You're not my, in that din teire, you're not my baldova. Ani odin imcha bechelki. And my chelik will have a new din teire. Now, if one shutev goes, he represents the whole shutvis. That's what Rav Huna said. Ikla Rav Nachman lesure. Rav Nachman came to sure. Shailu ki hagavna. They asked him this shaila. If one shutev was noches ledin with someone else, does it affect the whole shutvis or only his chayli? Ki hagavna mai. Omalohu masnisini. It's a Mishnah. It's an often a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Arishoine nishbas lishniye. Ushniye lishlishis. Ushlishis lirabiyis. Bila rishoine lishlish like, lishlishis like Tony. My time alav mishum dishlichusei obda. We had in the Mishnah as follows. That we had there were four wives and each one was being gaiva aksube. And so the din is, but the four wives, each one was kodom ligvei. So the first one wants to be goive the karke that the husband left over. So it says, so the shniye could be mashbia. Listen, you're taking away the karke. Could be, won't be left for me. So one, you should swear that you didn't get paid the ksubi. You're taking away a karke now. Your taking away is affecting me. I want you to swear. So says the Mishnah, Rishoine Nishbas Lishniye. So Rav Nachman said, now let's see. And what will be? So she swore. So now that the Shlishis pop up and say, you know, okay, you swore for her. But you know, by you taking away, it's affecting me also. Maybe there won't be enough karka left for me. You swear for me. Steht doch in der Mishnah nicht so. Rishayne nicht baslisch nie. Na guten Tag. She doesn't have to swear anymore. For the third one, for the fourth one, even though it affects all of them. So Rav Nachman said, it's enough in the Mishnah. Shlichusei, the shutev kovet.
the suggestion, if one brings, he's a shliach for all those who are affected.
Zok de gemore mi domi atzustel. Hosam shvuah le'echod u'shvuah le'meyeh.
There, what pshat?
Swear for you, swear for you. The second one took her to din teire. She, Bezdin was mashbiya, so it was a shvuah's Bezdin.
She swore, so what will you accomplish, the third one? The same shvuah, she said, the same sefer teire, the same, it's ridiculous. Shvuah le'echod, shvuah le'meyeh. So therefore, you can't be mashbiya.
The
Mr. Battle, you don't know how to tine. If I'd be there, I would tine better.
So what is the Gemara saying?
So punkfakel. So the Gemara shlugging up Rav Nachman. You're wrong.
By a din toiretake, the second shutif is not affected by the first din toire. Du hast getine to gesund to hate, but it won't affect me. We don't say shlichus ikovid. So, punfakert. It doesn't affect him. But that, what it doesn't affect him, that means that he was out of town by the din teire. So he can say, he went to the din teire. He's speaking on his chelik. He's not, it doesn't affect me. But if the shutav was in the shtot, there's a din teire going around, and on the dvar ha-shutvis, you know all about it. So why didn't you also, you think, I'd be there with time. So go, why didn't you go there? You should have come, and you didn't come, a guten tag. And you can't tie into this. Let's see what Rashi says. Vilari shayne lishlishis like Tony the Tishba lefisha nishba leimorin sheyarzav yodim elad lei havi that the yarzav yodim elad lei havi I should have been mosak shibach haber ledin. But if it was been mosak, then it's nitazay. Now gavuche the Rosh says as follows: this whole shakla alalacha we have, if it was been mosak upon him. If he was b'mosa, and he didn't come to the din teire, I couldn't talk. You have to be satisfied with the psak that was given out to your shutev. Zuk tehele kerosh. This is only speaking about as follows. That in yesod, he's tining the same tainus like the first shutev tainit. That means, if he would have been there, he could have tined it better. Okay. And that is a din, you should have been there. So tehele kerosh. But what is if the first shutev was moide to that person, and he's kaifer? He says anachta ketok. The first shutev said we borrowed money. I said we never borrowed money. So then the rosh says that he wasn't the shtot. I mean lemaise in this time of tanina tvei, I would tine better. That means we're in the Yesod, I'm saying the same thing that you're saying. But I would have tined it better, and tined better. So Rabbi Yid, if you tined it better, you should have come to tined it better. But if you're coming to tined, whatever he's tining is wrong. I disagree with him. He's my damn kaifer. So Mamele, so I feel he lived in the same shtot. He's not affected by the dintoir of the shutter. Anusugye. A moira de kesugia. Itma, bei shtoris hayoitzim b'yoim echot. You have two shtoris which were written the same day. That means, Reuven says, let's see, one shtar says, Reuven is selling or giving a matona shtar to Shimon. A karka to Shimon. That's what says in the shtar. Yud Nissen. Reuven is selling a karka to Shimon Yudnis. Now we have another shtar that Shimon is holding. We have another shtar that Levi is holding, that Reuven sold this karka to Levi Yudnisin. Shnei beishtores hayoitzim b'yoyim echad. Rav says you divide the karka. Ushmul omar shudididaini. The machlokes rishonim Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what should the dina is? Al kaponim, before we learn Rashi neveinik, but the Rashi shita is should the dina is that we leave the din teire up to the shikula das of the dayan. That means there's no, this is not governed by halachas and whatever. However, the dayan decides what really happened, we leave it up to his shikula das. That means if, we'll just let's give a shtickle preview. Shmuel learned pshat that we'll see later how the Gemara explains that about Shmuel and Pshat as follows. Something's very fishy here. That Reuven sold the karka to Shimon. He sold the karka to Levi. So he can't sell the same karka to two people. So between you and me, we have to say as follows. He wants to sell the karka to Shimon, or to one of them, and to the other one, somehow we... He didn't want to sell him the karka. That's why he sold first to the first one the karka. The second one, he had to make a mechira. He made a mechira, but was never chal. That means, I have to understand, I have to assume that one shtar is a emissary shtar and the other shtar is a fake shtar. I mean, not fa- it was really written and given over, but with no intent to be machnis. So that means it was given over later after the first shtar was given over. So now, we have to figure out, we have to do some research, who did Reuven really want to give the karka, and who did Reuven want to fool and not to give the karka. So we have to do some research, we have to see the relationships that Reuven had with Shimon, Reuven had with Levi. So this, the Yonim, there's no chayshim mishpat on this to figure this out. This is common sense, shikala das from the dayonim. So whoever the dayonim decide that mistoma this, he really wanted to give it to this one. That's the one that gets it. That's what Shmuel says. And Rav says chilki. So the Gemara says leima Rav the oma kerameya, the oma eidechasim mekarsi. And if he's whole day the chsimekalsi, the din is chilkim. This needs a big explanation. Ushmul doma kabalosa doma eide mesiri kalsi. And if yod eide mesiri kalsi, it sicher belongs to one. And I have to figure out which one. So the poshit to Ivron the Gemara is without going to the amkis, that according to Rameya, midine it belongs to both. So we say chilkim. So it's like I sold this karka to two people, so it belongs to both. So it's chilkim. And according to Rabbi Lozer, holds eidem mesiri karsi, midine belongs to one. So now you have to figure out which one. So shuda d'daini is a way to figure it out. So the Gemara says loy de kula yalmer ki Rabbi Lozer. Everyone knows like Rabbi Lozer. So if everyone knows like Rabbi Lozer, it really belongs to one. Bahoche bahoche miflegi Rav sova chaluk adife Shmuel sova shude de daine adife. So what is the Gemara answering? So the Gemara says really it belongs to one. But now we have to know. So between you and me, we don't 100% know which one it belongs to. We have a suffix without guidelines. In reality, we have a suffix without guidelines. I mean, like this other sfeikas, we have guidelines. Shneim urzokim, you say chaluke. There's guidelines. Here, we don't have guidelines how to paskin this Torah. We're Adin Torah was put in our lap without guidelines. So that's the machlokes Rav Shmuel. So Rav said, listen, we don't know to give it to one because we were making a big blunder and we're giving it to the wrong one. And the right one is going to lose completely. So let's make chalukya. So chalukya, that means chalukya is out of not knowing what to do. So chalukya is the least of, the least of two evils. So Mamela, a kapon of the right one will get hit.
like this, if I'll be making a shore, could be I'm in Ganzen wrong. So what did I do? I don't know it belongs to Shimon. I don't know. I think he wanted to give it to Shimon first, because what I was able to investigate was closer to Shimon Belevi. But that's not true proof. So Memela better make Chalukah. And Shmuel says, no, the Suffolk, take a chance, take a risk. If I'll be the logic of the Dayonim, it's Mestamba, it belongs to Shimon, give it to Shimon. That's the Gemara. But now let us see Rashi. Beish Toritz, Mochal Soda Achas, L'Shnei Bnei Odom, B'Yoy Mech. He sold one soda to two people in one day. Should the dine, Friois Eina Dayonim, Yatilu Haschus Fachavi. The way they understand who really should acquire the karka, that's how they decide. Should the loshen hashloche kamayora bayom, the metagim shodi bayom. That means it's hashloche. We're throwing it. It's not duchke cheshben nisparer geworden. It's a gamble, but it's built on hashores. So now the Gemara says that Rav that says Cholkim Kirameya. Now this is a Moira de Kirashi. The Omar, you say Cholkim because he holds a Kramei. Now, so let's see what Rashi says. The Omar linyin get Eide Chsime Iker Krisis. That means if you have a star Kinyin, so the Iker Krisis, the Iker, what creates the krisos, the koyach hashtar, is with the yedich sime. V'chein le'inyin hashtoris. Hashtoris is also the same thing. Hashtar mekach is also the same thing. The ikir is the yedich sime, not yedim esir. V'eilu shneim. Now, these two shtoris, nechtemu b'yemecho, they were gechasmet the same day. Ubimokim she'ein kois vin shois. This was written in a place where there's no shois. So we have two shtoris which are blank. That means when there's no zman, there's no gilui from the, it's the same day, good, but there's no gilui when this was written, when this was written. So the shtar was written in such an oifen that we do not know which one was written first. Golu Datayu. Now, who this Golu Datayu is speaking about, we'll try to say later. So they were Megaladas. Since Shois were not written, the Ein Makpidim Alakoidim Lechaveri. If they did not bother to write Shois, so that shows the Ein Makpidim Alakoidim Lechaveri. Doesn't matter who was first. Vafilu Ze Shachis, Vze Beminche. That Afilu, one star was written in the morning, and one star was written Beminche, Ein ze goyve yoyser mize. So one can't mon more than the other, because golu datai de makpidem ala koydem lachaveri. Hilkach, my shude de dine ikalameima. How could you say shude de dine? Ein odom yochel yafis koyche shel ze mishel ze. Now this is a moira dike Rashi. Rashi is saying as follows. There was Golu Dataya, whatever this means. The Ein Makpidim Ala Koidim Lechaveir. There's no Akpode. If this one will be first, or this one will be first, there's no Akpode. So this Shtar was written in the morning, this Shtar was written in the afternoon. Morning and afternoon doesn't mean anything, since the Shtar was written without a zman, without choice. So therefore, Rashi says, so it's impossible it should belong to one.
because of this golden tatay she'ain makpidim, it's impossible that she belong to one. Because they know the miyachal yafas keicha shozem mishozem, so it has to belong to both of them. Now, let's try to understand what the Sfor of Rashi is. This Aran in HaMegarish, Daf Mem Zayin B'Daf Yoran, the Aran says as follows. The Aran speaks about a very sore point over here, and he explains it. Anan vaday moidinon shakoysev shtar maton lechaveroi umoscheloi afalpi sheloi kosev shoyis eine yochel achzaboy. Let's talk about such a case. A person wrote a shtar matone yud nisin, no hours. He writes the shtar, this was in the morning. He gives them over the shtar in the morning. Then later he tells them, you know, I changed my mind. So the Ran says, sorry. Kenyan is over and done with. You can't change your mind. So who does it belong to? Reuven wrote the shtar to Shimon. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. He gave it to him 8 o'clock. He changes his mind. So the Besen tells them, sorry, Kenyan is over. It's done and over with. It's a Shimon's. The same Reuven goes and writes now a new shtar. The same karke to Levi. This is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Same nusach. I'm giving you this shtar, and I'm selling you this karke with the shtar. You'd listen without a shalom. So here it says that they're kind of equally. Now this is very difficult to understand. This is a modern maise. When Reuven has charote from the Mekach, so we say, it's too late. He gave a shtar, he gave it over, it's finished, it's over and done with. And he writes another shtar 10 hours later, and he gives it over to Levi. Levi's kind of half. Or write 20 other shtars, so everyone will get a chelik. So the Ran says, "V'af al pikein im hikna la'achel ba'isei hayoyim, af al pishekvar mosa l'rishen." He gave already the first out of the rishen. Yachnayim shavim. So now both are equal. Why? Shekiven she'ein kaisvin shoyis. We don't write choice. They didn't write choice. Be'edi chasime hamaknin, and the kinyan is through the edi chasime in the shtar. Harehu kimishaya bekinyonoi, shelo yikne elo bekinyan bori. That means, when I wrote the shtar, 8 o'clock in the morning, yud nisin, and I purposely omitted when this kinyan was. What is pshat in this? This is giving us a message. By not relating when the kinyan was, arehu kimishayer bekinyonoi, shelo yikne elo bekinyan bori, that you could only be koine and prevent someone else to be koine if it will be mevura when you got the shtar, when the shtar was written. But I made such a shtar that you can't be mevara when the shtar was written. And that was how the shtar was written. So we say that's pshat in the Hashmote. They say that Mizuk Torah after Hashmote Sarif, what he didn't bring down,
There's also, why was he mashmit this? Why didn't he write the shoyz? So he's telling us that I'm it's your stock, I'm selling it to you, and I can't be choyz anymore from this mechire. But since I was mashmit this man akinyan, so it is saying that you do not have a right, a koyach to be koine, and let till this as man mevuro when it became yours. Which means seif hayoim. V'nimtza, schus chavei reishav aloi. So the chava is just, that means your kinyan, that's a shir in your kinyan, I'm giving it to you, but there's a shir in your kinyan, it'll only become yours when it'll become nizbarer that it was yours. So if I didn't write a second shtar, and I have charote, I'm sorry, there was a kinyan, but the shir in the kinyan is that the hashmote, the hashmote is accomplished, that kol's man, it's not mevurer in your shtar when the kinyan was chal, so we say that the kinyan is only chal when it's mevurer that the kinyan was chal, which is say fayoyim, nimtzis chus chavei rishov aloi. Hilkach l'ramei eloi meshkachas lo shude klal, sepasnit shude. It's not pshat one was koine. He wasn't koine. If they both were koine with ashtar she'ein boizman, that is pshat of ashtar she'ein boizman. Ashtar she'ein boizman means that there's a shir in the kinyan that whenever another shtar will be written on this date, it could also be koine. So it's only koine misayif hayoim. Now, between you and me, I think the golu datayu, what Rashi says, does not mean the moicher and the lekeh. I don't think so. I think the golu datayu means the eidem achsumim boy. That's pshat in the shtar they're making. When they're chasmening on a shtar without his man, that is pshat in the shtar, eidach simekalsi, that is pshat in the shtar that they're making. They're making such a shtar that it is possible to sell again and again. Because I don't think all of the tie is going in the moich and the coin. It's talking about the moich and told the coin, you know, I've been selling you the cock and I know I'm going to sell it 5 hours later to Levi and another 5 hours to Yehudah. I mean, I not very much if he told him this. Levi Boy is speaking about a mecha over here. I mean, he gave him money. I don't think that's all of the tie. I think all of the tie, I think, is going on the Eid. Now let us see Rashi further. Shmuel the Omer Krabalos, the Omer Afapi Shein Olav Eidim, Elishanosne Bifnei Eidim, that means there's no Eidim on the Shtar, that was given over to the Koine Bifnei Eidim, Goyman Mechosa Mishabodim, Shein Eidim Chos Malgetam Nitikan Oilo, Shema Yamusu Eidim Mesir Yachum Dinus Yam Alma Eidim Mesir Eike. So Memele, the Zman Hashtar, the Zman that's written the Shtar Zaymal Loi Merit, because the Kinyan is Chal when the Edom witness the Mesiris Hashtar. So Memele, so when they witness the Mesiris Hashtar, they just have to look at their watch, it was 8:35. So Memele, that's when the Kinyan was Chal already, there's nothing worth to talk about. V'hocha Yeshleim, Shem Ha'echad Ha'yechovi V'olav Yoyser, the kodem amoscheloi, besasheini hito. Because one was koine, bechila yedine, name shude de daini, lefima shehim royim, the way the dayonim understand, mimem rogelats lo yoisa, the shuda adife mechaluk. The kula alme kerabeloza, the kamon kevose begitten, Bikalameima shude bikalameima chaluke ubaha pligi.